from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I feel real good about Pennsylvania. I think we're going to win Pennsylvania.
President Joe Biden on his return to the White House after a visit to the South Side yesterday late in the afternoon into the early evening at the IBEW building, this local number 5, along with Kamala Harris. Bookend by Donald Trump's visit on Friday to Johnstown. Again, Paul showing us how important the state of Pennsylvania, and particularly southwestern Pennsylvania, is to the election for both parties.
Yes, the president and vice president arrived in Pittsburgh after the Labor Day parade. I bumped into Michael Bartley, our Michael Bartley, who's been active in union politics for quite some time. He was asked to help lead the parade yesterday. He was marching, and when he got back, he mentioned that there were a number of people at the parade who were very disappointed that the president and vice president were not there. Probably, I understand why. I mean, security-wise, it's a nightmare to protect two people in a parade like that, unless you're going to coop them up in a vehicle of some kind.
Yeah, it would be hard to manage, especially under the circumstances of where we are today. That said,
but the real focus of the visit was a campaign stop, and the number one point they were making on union turf is that they're opposition to U.S. Steel's sale of Nippon Steel is unchanged. In fact, I don't know that she has taken a public position on this until yesterday.
Right, in front of, obviously, a fan-friendly union group.
And I don't know of a major political leader, especially from around these parts, that does support the deal. Fetterman's spoken out against it. Casey has. Obviously, the president and vice president, even Donald Trump, has said that he's against the sale of U.S. Steel. So,
and this on the heels of them being Nippon Steel suggesting they'd put $1 billion, doubling what they would have invested, they say, in the Mon Valley to try to sweeten off.
Right? I don't know if you've noticed it, Larry, but I sure have. U.S. Steel's been running a lot of public image type advertising in the last few months. And Nippon Steel is doing everything they can to close this deal. The United Steelworkers have been hostile, I would say. I mean, very, very strongly, firmly opposed to this deal from the outset. Last night, Darren Kelly, I just played a clip from that interview with Rob Pratt. They're upset that they're not more involved in the negotiations for the transfer of the company to Nippon Steel.
That a press release is not a contract, so it doesn't look very good for Nippon Steel because everybody seems to be against it, no matter what party, and the union too.
And which raises the question, Larry, even though this has 99% support of the U.S. Steel shareholders, this proposed sale, it does raise the question, why wouldn't they have accepted an offer from Cleveland-Cliffs, which apparently was on the table? And, you know, I don't know, how could they not see the opposition to this sale to Nippon Steel would be, you know, both political and from the labor.
But that was the first time we've heard from the vice president saying that she is against that deal, wants U.S. Steel to remain an American company. That said, this story about what happened in Woodland Hills on Friday, very disturbing to anyone who was attending a high school football game anywhere.
And I want to say that happened at the Wolverina over in Turtle Creek. It was a road game, and the shooting took place at a pharmacy nearby.
Right.
But the crowd panicked, and man, it was a mess.
In the moment, nobody knew that it was not intended to be at that event site. And
right.
So there was mass panic, people running and scared for their lives. As you know, naturally, unfortunately, we've come all too familiar with.
If you're in a large crowd and you hear gunfire, what's the first thing you're going to think, Larry? Mm-hmm. Right? It doesn't make any difference whether you're at a football game or a shopping mall, whatever it might be. So Woodland Hills is instituting fairly stringent security measures. To me, the two standouts for me were, A, no one gets inside if they're from another school district. You're either with the home team or the visiting team, and if you're not, you don't get in, number one. And then secondly, after the first quarter, no one gets in.
And then clear bags only, like they do at professional games.
Like at AcroSure, right?
Yeah. Events. And fans must be seated at all times, which...
They don't want anybody standing around in an open area.
But do they mean seated, like as seated in your... chair, bench, seat?
That's right, on in the stands somewhere, right?
Yeah, but I mean, are you allowed to stand up in the stands?
Well, I don't think it's about, I don't think it's about, standing up and cheering in where you've been sitting. I think it's about keeping people from milling around away from the seats.
How do you enforce that, though?
Good question.
I mean...
How are they going to?
Now you're asking volunteers and different people from high school to tell all these kids and adults, you can't stand... that's going to create more issues than it's going to help solve that part. But
you know, I don't know about you, but where I went to school, we rarely sat. we got in the stands and had seats, but we stood up through most of the games.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's,
and I don't see any
point.
I don't think they have a problem with that. I think they just want people in their places in the stands.
So if you don't have an affiliation with either school, you can't go to the game?
That's right.
As a student or as a parent?
As a student.
Okay. Well, still some to sort out, but that's the outcome of an issue that wasn't actually at the venue.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. And then Steelers getting ready to open the season in Atlanta. They've got their four captains, Russell Wilson, a quarterback, T.J. Watt, Cam Hayward for his 10th in a row, and Miles Killebrew, special teams captain.
We know the defense can be pretty good, Larry, but everyone is curious to see what Arthur Smith has concocted with the offense. Are they going to be able to pound the rock? Is there going to be is somebody going to emerge as a second wide receiver?
We will see as the coaches.
And obviously, is Russell Wilson the answer at quarterback?
It'll all reveal itself Sunday at 1 on Fox. Back to school. Last week, we welcome back Pittsburgh Public Schools today. Baldwin Whitehall, Big Beaver Falls, Burrell, Central Valley, some other schools starting today, and a few more will follow by the end of the week. We'll have all the schools back in session and all the local colleges, too. They've been at it here, some cases, for the last few weeks. So a lot of schedules being shuffled for the post-Labor Day grind getting into the fall semester. And I remember it being, almost all the schools started after Labor Day, right? Back in the day.
That's how we did it back home.
Back home in Montana. Let's see. There are a number of schools. There's a couple of schools actually starting on Thursday. But for the most part, everybody is back. Certainly today. So we welcome you back to the Big K Morning Show. And we'll keep you posted on what's going on.
As long as you're talking about fall, I was just looking at a prediction of when we'll have peak color for the foliage this year. USA Today has like a moving map that shows you week by week by week what's going to happen over the next couple of months. And it says peak color is here around October 1st through the 15th.
Which will be here before you know it.
No kidding. And it'll start. The actual change is already underway. I don't know if you noticed leaves falling already.
Yeah, and that's due to the issue that we've had where we've had stretches of extreme heat and then dry conditions, too. Now, we had some rain Saturday night. Friday, some of the high school games were canceled because of the game we were covering in Aliquippa with Bell Vernon. They had to, because of lightning and heavy rain. And then Saturday, the Mountaineers-Penn State game was delayed for 2 hours because of heavy rain and lightning. We talked about that earlier already. You had friends that were there. They left, came back to Pittsburgh, and were back in their home and able to watch the game when it was resumed. Fortunately, the Pitt game, we had a brief heavy downpour, but that was it. It was very hot and muggy to begin. And
I wanted to ask if you got very wet out there.
Yeah, it poured for a fair...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Really brief period of time. They didn't stop the game because there was no lightning associated with it. The Rib Festival was going on. There were a lot of people on the North Shore over the weekend, including about 100,000 participants in the Labor Day Parade.
Hey, thanks for sending me that video that you made as you were coming into the stadium and going through the Rib Fest. I'll bet that smelled heavenly.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what, I couldn't help it. After the game, I was walking through to get to my car, and I got a rack of ribs to go.
Did you have a couple in the car before you left?
That'll be a secret. There may be some evidence of that in some way, shape, or form. But by all accounts, certainly by the time we got to Sunday and Monday, weather-wise, they did big business there outside Acrisure with the kickoff and Rib Festival, and here we go with football.
Man, how about that Panthers offense, too? 55 points. Man, did they roll it up.
560 yards.
All right, let's see what they've got with the Mountaineers in play. That was Kent State. Let's find out what they got with an intense rivalry, right?
Yeah, and they'll get a taste on the road in Cincinnati this weekend. So we'll see, as the coaches always say. We'll see what we got. This is the Big K Morning Show. It's a Tuesday. Feels a lot like a Monday, too. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. We were bookended by the candidates again, Southwestern Pennsylvania, and Pennsylvania overall playing a key role in the election. Donald Trump in Johnstown yesterday. He'll be in Harrisburg tomorrow for a town hall on Fox with Sean Hannity at 9. And yesterday, President Joe Biden visited with Kamala Harris. And with more, CBS's Skyler Henry.
President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris are together again, campaigning at a union hall in Pittsburgh. It's their first campaign event together since Harris was elevated on the Democratic ticket as the presidential nominee.
I promise you, if you elect Kamala Harris as president, it'll be the best decision you will have ever made.
Earlier, Harris was in the battleground state of Michigan, greeting workers in the union stronghold of Detroit.
When I am president, we will pass the PRO Act and end union busting.
Running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, met with labor leaders in his state before speaking at a Labor Day event in Milwaukee.
Vice President Harris, as a protector of democracy, when we win this election,
We'll have your back just like you've had our back.
The campaign says the Biden-Harris administration is the most pro-labor in history and claims the Trump administration was anti-worker and anti-union. Union members are an important base of support in this year's election.
Very important for Democrats. It's a key part of the Biden 2020 coalition that Harris is looking to replicate this time around.
Give it up for President Donald J. Trump.
The Republican nominee took a break from campaigning this holiday weekend, criticizing the current administration's immigration policies at an event Friday night.
Many of these people are criminals. Many of these people are coming out of the roughest countries in the world.
The campaigns are intensifying with a little more than 2 months to go until Election Day. Skyler Henry, CBS News, the White House.
And 1 week from tonight at 9 o'clock on ABC from Philadelphia, there will be a debate between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, and we will carry it in its entirety here on News Radio KDKA.
The microphones will be muted. There will be no audience.
They decided to mute. Meanwhile, on the lighter side, Wendy's, apparently a memo was leaked that October 8th, Wendy's will feature Krabby Patty burgers and pineapple under the sea Frosties. So if you're a SpongeBob SquarePants fan, and by the way, the reason they're doing this apparently is it's the 25th anniversary of the popular kids show slash adults watch it too.
I would like to delve into that sandwich for a little bit here. Now, what are they calling it? Again, a Krabby what?
Krabby Patty.
Okay.
As in Krabby Patty, the character.
Yeah.
But it's also a patty burger. So Krabby Patty burger.
So what is it? Is it a fish product or is it just a like a hamburger that
now
they've named
asking,
Krabby Patty?
You're asking higher level questions.
Well, I'm just asking.
That's actually a legitimate question.
Because, you know, I mean, if they're like planning on selling like a crab cake type sandwich, I might be interested.
Let's see. What would you normally get at Wendy's?
Krabby
Patty.
Here.
It's going to be a meal.
It's a burger.
Yeah.
Yep. It's basically like a happy meal for adults with this, you know, apparently from what I'm seeing here now.
Yes. And the all important pineapple frosty.
That's interesting. I don't think I would care that much for that, but
pineapple under the sea frosty, not your cup of tea?
No, I like a chocolate frosty, thanks.
So SpongeBob SquarePants, 25th anniversary.
It's a premium cheeseburger made with Wendy's fresh, never frozen beef, topped with fresh produce and a secret Krabby Patty sauce. Okay, there you go. Now that's the hook. There's the hook.
And if that doesn't make you hungry,
some kind of a secret sauce.
You're probably really not hungry.
I didn't see much action either Friday or Saturday up at my place, but to the south of us, I guess, they got drilled pretty good a couple times.
Yeah, and even there was a game at North Allegheny with Gateway. They had to, you know, get everybody out of the stadium for lightning, so let's check in with meteorologist Joe Lundberg. Joe, good morning.
Hello there. Good morning, Larry.
So we have this spectacular weather week. I don't want to steal your thunder.
Yeah. This is fantastic. I mean, it was just beautiful yesterday with sunshine and low humidity. And today is going to be another perfect day. Gets a little bit warmer tomorrow and Thursday. Temperatures sneak past 80 degrees, but with low humidity. But the next 3 days, I don't know if you could draw them up any better than what we're going to see across the area.
Yeah, and how about any tropical weather right now that
nothing.
Is of any concern?
It's dead as a doornail in the tropics right now. I mean, there's some rumblings about something trying to develop in the Gulf of Mexico, but I'm just not sure that it's going to be able to do so. It just means enhanced precipitation for parts of Texas. Then maybe that tries to move over toward the central and eastern Gulf Coast. But again, I just don't know that anything develops. Something we have to keep our eye on, obviously. I mean, the water temperatures are plenty warm enough. If the wind shear can be low enough and a low-level center can get organized, then something could develop here Thursday or Friday and move inland. But that would be something that would track south and east of our area and would have essentially no bearing on our weather whatsoever. Our next frontal system comes in Friday afternoon and Friday night and into Saturday. With it, we get some wet weather to start the weekend, but it cools off dramatically. Temperatures Saturday and Sunday, it's going to feel like football weather. We're going to be in the 60s here this weekend.
What? 60s.
60s.
Hey, Joe, circling back to precipitation for a moment, if I'm correct, I guess we're really not all that far behind on precipitation as we thought we might be.
Well, let me see if I can call up the numbers here real quick for the year. Okay, let's see here. For the year, 38.75. That's 5 inches above normal. That seems kind of odd, but really the summer season, June 1 to current, we were basically an inch above normal. So we're in pretty good shape, but you don't have to go too far to the south, and they've had a lot less rainfall. So there are some places to our south and southwest in particular that are in pretty bad shape and could use some rain. But we're okay where we are right now.
All right, Joe, appreciate the update. Enjoy. Thank you.
Enjoy indeed.
You got it. That is meteorologist Joe Lundberg at AccuWeather's World Headquarters. If you'd like to reach out to us, Instant Access, just a click away. Email us at instantaccess@kdkradio.com. And our Hometown Heroes event is all set. Just 5 weeks away, Tuesday, October 8th at the Lamont, we have our Lifetime Achievement Awardee all set. Former Pirates manager Jim Leland, who is now officially a Hall of Famer in Major League Baseball and with the Pirates organization. He's having a big year, and we're really looking forward to honoring him and 5 other individuals and our nominations. We have our committee meeting coming up. It's hard to choose, Paul, I got to be honest, because we have so many good submissions every year and so many great people in our region doing the good things each and every day. So we will introduce you to those people too. And we're also going to feature some of our past Lifetime Awardee recipients who will be in attendance. So looking forward to that as well. Do you ever play the lottery?
Every once in a while, if the mood strikes me.
How about this mood? $681 million for the Mega Millions.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good to me.
That is, I don't know what the, I forget what the cash payout is, but did you ever ask yourself, I mean, do you ever even think about it? What if?
Yeah, but I don't think in terms of 681 million. I think about 68 million would be more than enough, you know.
Isn't it funny though, after somebody hits and then it goes about down to like 25-50 million?
Not enough.
Nah, really,
actually 6.8 million would be fine with me, you know.
Actually 1 million,
sure,
definitely take the edge off the weekend. But $681 million, would you really be happy?
Well, let's find out.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.